Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
The analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're jumping right into a really critical area today, the intersection of high-stakes diplomacy and technology between the U.S. and China. Things are moving fast. The big news is this phone call, September 19th, between President Xi and President Trump. Beijing confirmed it. So our mission here is to unpack the two massive tech tensions that seem to be driving this conversation. You've got TikTok's future hanging in the balance, and then this global fight over AI chip dominance, specifically involving NVIDIA.
That's right. And what's really interesting, I think, is how this call is framed. It's supposed to be about solidifying this basic framework they sketched out in Madrid. You know, the idea is de-escalation. But, well, everything happening around it seems to show new flashpoints are popping up almost constantly.
Okay, so this Madrid basic framework, let's start there. What does that actually mean for, what is it, nearly 150 million TikTok users here in the U.S.?
Well, the immediate goal for ratifying it is basically to let TikTok keep operating stateside to avoid a full ban. It all stems from that 2024 U.S. law, the one demanding ByteDance completely wall off the U.S. operations. No Chinese access to servers, no access to U.S. user data, period.
Right, proving that separation. But I gather the real sticking point, the thing that keeps negotiators up at night, isn't just the data storage, it's the algorithm. The recommendation engine.
Exactly.
That fear of influence, you know, what people see, what trends take off, that seems to be the core political anxiety.
It absolutely is. That algorithm is TikTok's secret sauce, its power. And controlling it or fearing it's controlled externally, that's the nub of the issue. And you see the uncertainty reflected in the deadlines. President Trump just signed another extension, the fourth one, pushing the divestiture deadline to December 16th.
So talks are happening. There's a framework, but no final deal yet.
Precisely. It signals that despite progress, those fundamental security and, well, influence concerns haven't really been put to bed. They're kicking the can down the road, basically.
Okay, so that's the TikTok tightrope. But this call isn't just about social media, is it? It's happening right as things heat up in the semiconductor world, especially AI chips.
Yes, definitely. The timing suggests this call is also, you know, laying groundwork for the APEC summit meeting expected in October over in South Korea. But almost in parallel, new tech problems flared up just this week, really pointedly, actually. China's regulators accused NVIDIA, the U.S. chip giant, of violating anti-monopoly law.
NVIDIA? For what?
For its purchase of Mellanox Technologies.
Wait a second, Mellanox, didn't NVIDIA buy them years ago, back in, what, 2020?
Exactly. That's why it's seen as, well, strategically timed. They're dusting off an old antitrust file right now. It looks like a way to put direct regulatory pressure on NVIDIA, a company China needs for high-end AI chips, maybe to gain leverage in these current processor talks. It's regulatory pushback.
Ah, okay. And the U.S. side has its own leverage points, obviously. Didn't NVIDIA agree back in August to give the U.S. government a slice of the pie?
That's right. A pretty significant slice, too.
Yeah, 15% of the revenue from sales of its H20 chip in China. And the H20 is that chip specifically designed to comply with U.S. export rules, right? A bit less powerful.
Correct. It meets the controls, but it's still advanced AI tech. That concession, though, giving the U.S. government a cut, has reportedly caused major headaches in Beijing. There's talk of pressure on Chinese companies not to buy the H20, to try and use domestic alternatives, even if they're slower. So it cuts both ways.
Wow. So it really is a multi-front battle.
I think if you zoom out, what you're seeing are these two global powers essentially wrestling for control. It's not just about hardware like chips or software like apps. It's about the fundamental infrastructure to the AI chips that build the future. And it's about the influence engines, those algorithms that shape how we see the world today. It's a fight for digital authority, really.
So what does this all mean for you listening? I mean, we're watching in real time this incredibly complex negotiation over the platforms you might scroll through every day and the underlying tech that's going to power, well, almost everything soon. It really makes you think, doesn't it? When national security gets invoked over something like a social media algorithm, does that mean the future of diplomacy itself is going to be about controlling our personalized digital worlds? A big question to ponder. If you found this deep dive valuable, please do subscribe and maybe share it with a friend who'd find it interesting. We really appreciate your support.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.